Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast. My name is Annie McGrath, and this week I am very excited to be joined by one of my comedy heroes, Kim Noble, although I discovered he doesn't consider himself to be a comedian, so that's a shame. He is a true artist, and I really, really love his work, so you are in for an absolute treat. In this episode, I was in London, Kim was in Belgium, and we spoke on Zoom whilst creating artworks inspired by some of the nice people he met on his journey from London to Ghent. I used acrylic paints, and Kim really outdid himself by not only doing a watercolour sketch, but also by creating some excellent iPad drawings, which he then projected through his window at night so they could be seen from the streets of Belgium. Pretty cool. What else did we talk about? We talked about receiving death threats, living with foxes, making art in a locked ward, and lots more. He also mentioned that he thinks the quickfire round of this podcast really lets it down. So enjoy that bit of the podcast and enjoy the episode. Make sure you're following us on social media at Secret Art Pod to see our art.
Yeah, I'm not. Shall I just quick? I won't say. I don't know what to do.
I'm going to read a quick intro for you, which is my worst bit because I'm just reading you sort of your CV. Yeah, so, yeah. Kim Noble is an award-winning comedian and
already. Because that's kind of not
all
really
I've done
true.
Is say your name so far. Kim Noble is an award-winning comedian and performance artist whose work straddles the worlds of stand-up comedy, and live art. Noble started out as one half of Perrier award-winning, BAFTA-nominated experimental art-comedy duo.
That's also a lie.
Noble and Silver. Why is that a lie?
Because I actually never did win a BAFTA, but I put it on my website ages ago.
Yeah.
And I think I might have been nominated for something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said, BAFTA-nominated.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it comes out as BAFTA-winning.
No, no, don't worry. I know that you didn't win it.
Good. Make that perfectly clear to everyone.
That's he went on to write numerous successful live shows, as well as appearing in TV shows such as Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, The Mighty Boosh, Noel Fielding's Luxury Comedy.
Yeah, it's all about 20 years ago, isn't it, though?
Sam Simmons' Wall Stud and more. Don't worry, I'm going to talk about your podcast. His podcast, Futile Attempts, was released last year to critical acclaim. The show was described by The Observer as wilder and more interesting than almost everything else out there. It shakes your head up. I'm very excited to have Kim on the podcast. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Have you got your head in your hands already?
Yeah, kind of. Just it's embarrassing that bit, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
For full concerned.
You've done loads of great stuff. I'm a big
fan
of your work.
Not recently, though, really. I'm becoming less and less relevant. I'm less relevant than I was at the start of this podcast.
You need to add that to your website.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do some art with you today. Do you want to explain what we're going to be doing?
So I didn't really know what to do because I wanted to just do something that I can't really do. There's a child. Can you hear that?
No, is that yours?
No. I'm in this weird sort of like apartment in Belgium. Mm. Just got here yesterday. And it's like I'm living in a shed in their house.
Oh, is the child actually in the house that you're in?
Yeah.
Right.
So there's a screaming. So
are they all right?
I don't know. They're kind of like, well, one of the things I thought I wanted to do would be to maybe do something to the house, to this apartment. Mm. It's a kind of Airbnb thing, I suppose. And then leave it here, right?
Or yeah.
Change. There's lots of these photos of golfers.
Yeah.
There.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's good for your listeners, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Sort of black and white. Is that a photo?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, that'd be quite... I don't know, but before I got here, I thought, oh, just fuck up the house a little bit and leave lots of, like, maybe Photoshop that image and put me in it or you in it or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea.
Or just take all the photos down and paint stuff behind them so when they come to move or to redecorate this shit.
Self-portraits.
Yeah. But they're really weird. So I think they would be really into that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
So then I just met some nice people travelling here.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded them and thought it would be nice to maybe paint or sketch some of them or something like that.
Yeah. Should we play the audio clips that you sent?
No.
Can I get another milk for the coffee?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Got to go on Annie McGrath's podcast.
Say it again?
Got to go on Annie McGrath's podcast.
Annie my...
Yeah.
Podcast?
Yeah.
No idea.
No?
No.
No. It's fine.
Okay, so whatever you're happy with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. No worries at all. Just swallow a little bit. Just
moisten
the dog.
Sorry. Have you heard of? Because I've also got to do the. I've got to do a portrait of someone. Well, she wants me to do a portrait for her podcast thing. Can I do a Can I do a portrait of you?
Oh.
Just like this. You won't really see you because you're going to be all.
What is this for?
Do you know Annie McGrath?
No, I really
podcast. I got to go on Annie McGrath podcast.
Here?
No, not here.
I'm going you to here.
Yeah, you go round, yeah.
Houston Road using
the upcoming left lane. Got going Annie McGrath podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parlez pas français?
No, anglais, sorry, okay. Désolé.
My English is very bad. I learn English, okay?
My français is scheisse.
Merci. Is the first time?
No.
For you? No?
No. I've got to go on a podcast.
Okay. Keep the mask on the mouth, please.
So should we paint one of those photos that you've sent?
Well, then I thought it would be... Because what I did is I then went up to those people and said, look, we're going to do a sketch of you or like a portrait of you and I'll find them and give it to them back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one was the cab man. Two were from getting my COVID test done.
Mm-hmm.
That's Aisha, that's Rachel from Eurostar, because initially I wasn't allowed to get on the Eurostar, they stopped me from going. That's a man in Brussels who gave me my COVID test. No, he just organized it.
Yeah.
And then
I like so that. I might go for what was the one before Rachel called?
I think she was called, oh, that's really good, Aisha. I think she was called Aisha.
I might go for Aisha.
Okay,
but who
yeah,
are you going to go for? Should we do different ones?
Yeah, well, but can I change my idea completely now?
Yeah.
So also I was going to do is keep the same thing. One of these guys, so that's the first cabbie, I can't remember his name, is then I'm going to, what we do is I'm going to project it on, because I'm in this place, this apartment, this big window.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's kind of got this big, like, quite main road outside. And I've got a projector here, and I'm going to cover that window with a sheet. And then I'm going to project the image onto that. And at night time tonight, you'll hopefully see these images that we come up with, or something like that.
Oh, great. That's cool. Like an installation.
Yeah. But so what I was going to sketch them. So what I might do is even do some on my iPad so they're kind of bold and colourful.
Sweet. Yeah. I might do a few sketches as well then, rather than like a proper portrait.
Yeah, but anything that you think, I was hoping you might do something that's good that I can actually give one of them back to as well. Or I can, or whatever you want to do.
Okay, I mean, I'll try, but I can't make any guarantees.
Good, go.
Great, thank you. Right, I'm going to start with Aisha. I'm also going to be chatting to you whilst drawing, if that's all right.
I've listened to 5 episodes.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've done your research.
I tell you who was good. Jamie Demetriou.
We recorded that in person, so half of them are recorded pre-pandemic, which probably does help a little bit doing it in person. But
And also there was one bit and I forgot to do it, and I was gonna get it and I didn't have stupidly I was supposed to do that before we started speaking. There was like a 5-second bit where you could just hear pencils. Oh, I like that bit.
Do you consider yourself to be a comedian or an artist, or do you think it's just a case of both?
I definitely don't think I'm a comedian. So, and that's truth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a comedian. I'm definitely not a comedian. Because I'm not funny. I mean, I might be able to sort of like make a video that's quite funny, but I'm not funny. Like, I couldn't do stand-up or like, do you know what I mean?
So when you did your shows in Edinburgh, what were they listed under theatre or art?
I don't know. I think they were theatre. I think there's always a weird thing that, like, the people who, I think you said this in one of the 5 podcasts, that you can, I can't. I'm struggling to get the paintbrush out of this thing that I've done. The art when I was relevant in years ago, when people wrote about me and that, or took interest in me, the art the comedy press said it's not funny. It's art, and the art press said it's certainly not art, it's comedy.
Can't it be both?
So, so maybe it's somewhere in between. But I don't class myself as a comedian, though. I wouldn't go up to someone and say I'm a comedian.
No, well, that's horrible.
Because that is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think comedians do that either, really. No, but I consider you to be sort of both.
Okay. But also, you use the term performance artist.
Yeah.
Which is also quite derogatory.
Is it?
I think so, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. Well, it's got unfavourable connotations, but I don't think it's derogatory. I think it's just the people that you associate with doing it.
You know things, but...
Do I?
I think so. Or you come across as like you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's all right. Fucking hell. Are we supposed to finish this by the time the podcast ends?
No. But also we're doing sketches, aren't we? So it's loose. It's fine.
Well, I'm doing mine in my sketchbook, and then I'm going to transfer to iPad to project it.
Oh, yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm doing mine in a sketchbook as well. I might just do the sort of outlines of the figures.
Yeah, we'll and see. If it's good, then I will give it to
Did you get all of their contact details?
No, I'm going to go and find them again.
What, on the Eurostar and in the?
Yeah, well, Rachel, I told all of them. I didn't give you all the recordings, but I've recorded me saying I'm going to. Look, they're just outside. You see, they're just outside.
Yeah, I can hear them.
It's quite. See, I'm someone who doesn't really like people. Yeah. I find it quite. I find it quite tricky being here. And also, I've really rearranged their furniture and been a and all they and they can hear everything because the floor is really cool. Because they've built it out of like wattled it out of wood, this structure that I'm in.
It's kind of
everything creaks. So anyway,
How long are you there for?
One calendar month.
Wow, that's quite a long time. You're doing a show, did you say?
No, I'm kind of, I'm kind of making a, kind of preparing a show, sort of, yeah.
Great.
I suppose, yeah, that is right, yeah.
What's the plan for it? Or do you not want to talk about it?
Oh, I can, in terms of what?
Like, is it going to be put on as a live show, or is it a...
It's a live show, yeah, it's a live show, yeah.
Nice.
God, it's quite hard, as I think you said to Jamie.
Yeah.
Or he said to you, it's quite hard doing both, isn't it?
It is quite hard. It gets a bit easier, though, as you go on. You did some great artworks for the exhibition that I put on a couple of years ago, the cashier at Morrison's called Keith.
Yeah, that's right.
Keith, on a box of tissues. Keith. Yeah, this is quite similar to that, in a way.
It is, isn't it? I haven't really moved on. Still slightly stalkerly. Now, Keith is... Because I obviously filmed Keith over a period of years, that cashier.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was he...
Yeah.
Did he feature in your live shows as
well? Yeah, yeah. He didn't really know that he... Well, kind of knew he was being filmed, but then I managed to get into his house. And, and it all went a bit weird. And then lots of people said we can't show this work because it's illegal and all that kind of crap. And so I stopped filming him and I started painting him instead.
Did he mind that you were in his house?
Yes. In a way, he wasn't comfortable with it.
How did you get in there?
I asked him if I could use his toilet. I found out, I followed him home.
Hmm.
Found out where he did. And then I was presenting him with community awards.
Yeah.
And so I went along and... gave him a community award at his address, and then I said, "Can I use your toilet?" I stole some of his underwear. Why am I talking? It sounds horrible. Me talking like it's because I'm trying to not speak so loud because the kids are there. I'm whispering.
It sounds worse in a hushed voice. Okay.
Yeah, it does. Can you pitch it up a little bit at that point?
I read somewhere that. People have contacted the police.
Totally wrong.
After seeing your shows.
Yeah.
Is that, like, do you feel like you've done your job if people complain? I know.
No, I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really don't like it. I know it's quite, yeah, no, I don't like it. The police were, yeah, people don't really hate some of my stuff. But my stuff's really tame now. So it's
Do you think it
quite,
has tame? Yeah, got tamer has. In there.
Yeah, and this one is going to be... This one, if I do this live, this will disappoint everybody because it will be like, I'm not going to call the police, people will say when they come out of this next show.
Do you think your stuff's changed because you could get away with more like 10 years ago, or do you think it's an active choice?
I'm terrified... of things. I'm not sure what I've done, but I've done something weird.
I think this is the first sort of COVID portrait we've done on the podcast, so quite a nice sort of memento of the year.
Yeah. No, I just shit myself now when I do things. I don't know, do you find you get more scared as you get older?
Yes, probably. But my stuff isn't nearly as, like, daring.
No, but I mean, in life, generally.
In life, so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it's kind of, like sorry, I was just concentrating on the folds.
That's all right.
you won't notice that I'm... I'm the folds. So it's kind of like, go on. Sorry, I was interrupting you.
No, I was just going to ask if this next show is still sort of focused on like strangers and that sort of thing.
Boring shit, isn't it? It's exactly the same stuff.
It's not boring. It's interesting.
It's not, it is a bit, there was a bit of that, but I kind of stopped doing that. I always say this. I got, I started getting death threats. I always say this. It sounds exciting, but it isn't really. I think a lot of people get death threats nowadays. I don't know. So it's not really that interesting. But that really shat me up, actually.
Yeah.
And after that, I found, well, why am I doing a body of work or these weird kind of social weird performancy type stuff that makes me kind of gets me really depressed and really anxious and worried for, and so I kind of stopped doing it, not totally, but I kind of stopped. So that's why people will be a bit disappointed in the next show, because it hasn't got that hasn't got completely that element to it. There's some of it is like that, but this I started living with animals.
Intentionally. Foxes.
Yeah.
What sort?
Foxes.
Oh yeah.
And so part of the, oh my god, I really can't draw, paint. Terrible, isn't it?
No. What do you, when you say you started living with foxes, do you mean they're in your flat or?
No, outside. I've gone out
to
the outside and camped next to a fox den.
Oh, nice.
For a period of times, yeah.
So who, did people send you death threats on Twitter? Or how did
It was that? On Twitter, yeah. It was saying, it was a right-wing group.
What, based on your live shows?
It was something from a live show. It wasn't from a live show. It was kind of a thing that happened in a live show, but then I carried it on, if that makes sense. I carried on doing the stuff in the live show outside of the live show. So I document stuff. I do these weird things. And then, but that's not part of a live... You know, I'm not doing it to do a live show. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing it because that's what I do.
Well,
that's kind of my... I don't know what it is. But so then I dressed up as this woman online...
Mm-hmm.
Sort of catfishing kind of thing, and did a whole show about that.
Yeah.
But then I started dating members of a right-wing group as a female, and they didn't like it.
No, I can imagine.
It's weird. They were really against it.
So did you go off Twitter for a while?
I didn't, no. Am I allowed to leave this podcast and go and put the light on?
I'm a big fan of your work. I saw your show for the first time in 2010.
Wow.
Kim Noble Will Die at the Soho Theatre.
Right. That's right, yeah.
It was so good. And when I came out of the theatre, it started snowing and it felt like a really magical evening.
Wow.
That's the show that...
I was probably crying in a disabled toilet at that moment.
I think someone reviewed it and said even for a show about going too far, he goes too far.
That was quite angry, that one, and
challenging.
It was quite angry. I was quite angry when I made it. I think it wasn't particularly pleasant, some of the stuff there was, you know. I don't think now I wouldn't be able to do that show now, but I wouldn't want to do that show now as well, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. That's when you get rid of an audience or two audience members right at the beginning. You give one of them a toaster.
I give one of them a microwave. Yeah, that's
microwave. Sorry,
that was quite a nice moment, though.
Yeah,
actually, the one decent thing I've ever done. This show is just it's just not very good. I think that's good. If that's the trouble, is I don't think this thing I'm making at the moment, people aren't going to like it.
Right, you're very down on yourself. Has that always been the case?
Only since the start of this podcast.
Oh, sorry. It has that effect on people.
It was after listening to you and Jamie. He was really good. He's funny. He sounds good. He's funny. You and him had a dynamic.
Oh, really? Well, we've known each other for quite a long time.
That we blatantly don't have.
Okay, I've done Aisha. I'm going to move on to...
Let's have a little look. Hang on. Oh, no. Don't worry.
I'm going to maybe do the... What's the taxi driver called again?
Oh, I'll tell you what, can I dictate?
Yeah.
Would you better do Rachel?
Yeah.
Because the taxi driver, I'm going to try and contact him, but he wasn't too keen.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still going to find him and give it to... Oh, actually, Rachel's a bit blurred, isn't she?
Is Rachel the one in Business Premier?
Yeah. Oh, you don't have... No, fuck it. Oh, I'm allowed to swear on this.
Yeah. Swear as much as you like.
Yeah,
well, let's do Rachel then. Are you doing her as well?
I'm still doing Aisha, and I want to do it. Oh, I can't speak.
I've got a slightly pretentious sounding question for you.
That's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
How do you separate personal feelings from your art, or is it important that they are linked? I wrote intrinsically linked, but I couldn't bring myself to say that.
I can say intrinsically linked, no?
Is it important that they're intrinsically linked?
Well, I mean, surely they are always linked, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean... I'm not talented enough. I mean, oh my God. It sounds like I'm just licking Jamie's ass. But I'm actually going to quote Jamie. I've transcribed that podcast episode, so I've got it in notes. I've only listened to 10 minutes of it as well. He said he did... Or he doesn't like being him, so it's all everything he does is a character, and he gets embarrassed when he thinks he's not a character, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any talent to write for other people, so I can only be me. So everything is only me, really. So things are intrinsically linked, annoyingly. So that's why my work is quite similar, because I'm often quite, you know... I'm not necessarily one that enjoys life.
Mm.
So all my shows are about how shit life is or that kind of thing. So, it's too tricky to... I can't separate. So intrinsically, I'm going to say.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking about not enjoying life, and only if you don't mind talking about
No, definitely talk about it.
I think it was in 2009 in Edinburgh, you had a thing where you said that unless audience members met you on George IV Bridge at 3 a.m. That you would kill yourself.
I quite regret that.
An intentional...
I didn't say that.
Oh, really? Is that a misquote?
No, yeah, that is kind of... it's kind of become this thing that I said that. It wasn't... It was kind of... can't remember, but yeah, it was weird because it was a time and a place show. I wrote it when I was in one place, and then afterwards I was in a completely, then something else happened and I was in this completely different place, and so then the thing that happened in Edinburgh was then I did this private it was a bit weird, it's a bit wanky, innit?
I just wondered, I mean maybe I've just missed... That's been misquoted and I've just read that somewhere. But what my question was going to be is if that was like
you as an artist, like pushing the limits of your performance, or whether that was an actual emotional, you know, real thing?
Yeah, I mean, there was an emotional real thing at some point. I'm not saying, but then it's like art is also, you know, it's an artifice, it's edited, it's kind of, you know, I did it 3 nights in a row. No, I didn't. I don't know how many nights in a row, how many nights I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, yeah, so it's a bit wanky looking back on that now. I kind of regret that part of that show. But anyway, it was kind of, it was okay.
But obviously people turned up there.
And... some people did, yeah. And I did it then. It kind of made sense if you came along, I think.
Yeah, okay.
It did kind of make sense afterwards, because then there was another performance that happened on, not on the bridge, but somewhere else. Well, yeah. I think in my bedroom, actually.
That was in Edinburgh as well, was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that the same show? Was that Kim Noble Will Die?
Yeah.
Or was that,
yeah, it's that one, yeah, yeah.
Is video art your sort of favourite medium, or what would you say?
I think so, yeah. Although I'm not... actually, I really like doing the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was less likely to get beaten up doing it, I think. If that makes sense.
Yeah, even when you went outside Sting's house.
Yeah, okay, fair play, yeah, okay, not less. Well, yeah, but that was only one incident, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If I'm doing, it's really hard to concentrate.
You're doing really well.
Thank you. Well, you don't know. You know what I also thought of doing was actually, because I was quite embarrassed about how bad I am at this sketching, drawing malarkey, that I would prepare something already in advance.
Oh yeah, like on Art Attack.
Yeah, and then show, and then when you kind of reveal it, it looks quite good. Oh, yeah, you're really good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Do you know what I mean? That's really something I'm quite proud of. Do you know what I mean?
That's not the point of it. No one cares what this is like. They just want to hear us chat.
Do they, though?
Well, who knows?
So that's why I think I should be doing the thing for the projection, though. Maybe that. Maybe
you can do that.
I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, your podcast is great. I mean, follows the same format as your live show, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, like... it does, but you can hide a bit more with it on a podcast. I hate doing live stuff. And there's a kind of a pressure with... I had a complete meltdown when I was doing some TV stuff, so that doesn't work. So yeah, I like the podcast thing. That was and then I wrote a book, and that was a kind of graphic novel. That was another idea. I thought
cool.
I could do something for the graphic novel. But then I decided against it. And then so that I quite like that as a medium as well.
What's the graphic novel called?
A Submersible Is Our Only Hope, but it didn't get published.
Oh, I'd love to read that.
It got rejected, like most things do.
Yeah.
Do you know how... are you aware of rejection?
Oh, yeah, deeply.
Really?
It's part of the whole thing, isn't it, in this industry?
What industry?
The creative.
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah. Oh, my God, I've put her eye up over there.
What I've been doing is not doing eyes at all.
I think that's a really... never do it.
Hands, eyes, it's too much, too hard.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I told her I'd give her something back.
You still can.
I was quite excited about it. I suppose what I'd do, like, go away and make it, spend actually a considerable amount of time painting.
You can give her a link to this podcast episode.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah, I could do that.
So do you think you'll do a second series of Futile Attempts?
No, because they didn't recommission. They hated it so much they didn't recommission it.
Who's
there? Spotify, a 12-year-old at Spotify.
Said they hated it.
And that is true. Yeah, they hated it. That's from the horse's mouth. A horse said that.
12-year-old horse at Spotify.
Yeah, quite old. How old is a horse?
Don't know. How old is a horse? Are they like dog years, horse years? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I imagine they're... I don't know. Are they...
How old are the foxes that you're living with?
Well, very good question. Country fox can live till like 8 or 9 years,
mm-hmm.
but an urban fox on average lives a year and a half.
Well, that's not very long at all.
No.
What, because they get run over?
Yeah.
Oh.
Quite tragic, isn't it?
Yeah. When you say you're camping with them, are they in the tent?
No, they're in a burrow. No, a den.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not currently doing that, obviously, because I'm in a weird apartment
in Ghent. Belgium.
Yeah.
Sorry, Belgium.
No, Ghent. Right, yeah.
I just want to protect your safety if all the fans of the podcast suddenly fly out to Ghent to track you down.
Yeah, yeah. No, please track me down. I got quite homesick yesterday. I really don't like this picture. So I'm going to stop with that because that's shit.
Oh, yeah, I think I might move on to who's the next person you want us to.
No, you do anyone you like. So I'm going to go on to. I can't remember his name, but he was nice.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So I've done one sketch in sketchbook, and I'm going to move on to iPad so I can make it blank colour so I can make it colourful, right?
Great. I'm going to do him. What's he called again? Is he the
I forgot his name. He is another COVID man, but he was very friendly.
Yeah, he looks friendly.
Yeah, he really was.
So you were never a sort of fine artist at art college. You always were doing video and performance.
I was always
doing
performance stuff. I did 1 year of... which I kind of regret not doing more of and not taking it seriously. I did I think it was A level. We had a really strict teacher and he just wanted us to draw, and I found it so awful. But I actually thought 2 years, and it was like, wow, I really wish I'd taken that more seriously.
Why though?
Because I can't draw.
But does that matter?
I'd like to be able to draw or paint a bit. Yeah, I think so. I think you're a painter, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. That's mainly what I did at... I only did a year at art college, but I specialised in painting.
You only did a year at art college? Why is that then?
Just a foundation. So it's only 1 year, and then I did English and theatre.
Right.
Yeah.
What would have Jamie have said to that?
How
would Jamie have responded to that?
he'd have been like, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, he would have
something
done that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Are you using your iPad now, or are you
paper? I'm off sketch. I did sketch. Where are you?
Hello.
I did sketch and now I'm on iPad.
You can draw, because in one of your emails you sent me a picture of your notepad and it had a sketch or two drawings of boxes in it.
Yeah, I can do kind of like crappy, but I can't... That's cool. But they were kind of cartoon-esque, weren't they, I think?
Yeah, sort of.
They weren't... That wasn't an... it wasn't a like actual representation of a... It was a representation of a fox rather than this is a fox.
Yeah, like a drawing, not like a photo.
yeah, is that what it is?
Look,
they're the children.
That kid's back.
Kid's back. Well.
Your projector sheet's fallen down. Did you see that?
I know, yeah. It's because in a minute I could try... To be honest, I only put it up so you could see it, because I can't project on it yet anyway, because it all too light outside.
Dark enough.
Yeah. I'm not sure it'll look. It might look absolutely not very good as well.
How was being artist in residence at Homerton Hospital? How did that come about?
That's good, because that sounds like... As if legit. I was that legit, but I wasn't really. Where's that's a lie.
Is it?
Well, in a way,
No, I was. I did an art project on a locked ward at Homerton. Yeah, on a psychiatric ward, which was odd. Wow. Yeah, amazing. Because again, we kind of got away with a lot of stuff that you wouldn't get away with now. Really cool.
What's a locked ward? Just means people like can't go out.
People can't go out because they're properly mad.
Right.
So
what sort of stuff did you do with them?
So we kind of did a like mini fest. We kind of did an art festival there, and me and my brother. And there's a arts centre next door to Homerton Hospital, amazing place called Core Arts, and they do work with people with mental health difficulties. I'm trying to say the right words.
Yeah.
Terminology. I'm not sure mental is the correct terminology anymore, though, is it?
I don't know.
Absolutely mental.
Yeah, maybe absolutely mental is not right, but mental health sounds right. So your brother's an artist as well?
He's a poet, yeah, amazing poet called Jan Noble. He kind of inspired me to be an artist. We had this conversation when I was at Foundation. And I had the choice of becoming a graphic designer.
Yeah.
And earning proper money and being successful or doing fine art. And
you must have been able to draw if you were considering graphic design.
Well, not really, because you can... Not like proper drawing, you know? Like, from life. Oh, God, I bet I sound like a right fucking wanker on this thing. I keep forgetting I'm on a podcast.
So what did you do with your brother in the ward? In Homerton?
There was amazing... we did sort of video... We did... I can't remember, you know, video performance stuff. There was kind of music... mini music festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we kind of just kind of blew it up a little bit. And I don't know how we kind of got away with it, really. And people really loved it, you know. It was like, wow, this is kind of... weird stuff, you know.
And could the public come to it, or was it just
it was just
the people art therapy.
Well, not even art. They had the art therapy person said, oh, we must put an exhibition of our watercolors out, no, ceramics out. And it was like, well, we're not really kind of, yeah, okay. So she wanted to get all the ceramics out that were really kind of crap, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And did this exhibition of all the ceramics that these poor locked up fuckers had made. And sort of put them on a plinth in the middle of the fucking ward. It was all very boring and shit. But in the middle of it was this app. So you got all these like flat bits of clay dried out with scratches in them, or a picture of a sun scratching into clay, and maybe something that slightly resembles a bowl, and generally a lot of just things that they probably were bored of doing and just wasn't very good. God, I'm really putting them down, aren't I? But in the middle of this table was this massive cock in really well glazed cock and balls, like huge.
Yeah,
it was fucking magnificent. And I was like, what's going to happen to all this stuff afterwards? And she goes, oh, I'm just going to bung it back in the box. It should be good to get chucked away. So when she said that, I stole it. I took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got it in your home.
I've got it at home. Yeah. It's I'm quite proud of it.
Amazing. Did you make it, or did one of the patients make it?
No, one of the patients made it. It was just on there. It was like, incredible. but that, again, that's not interesting for your listeners either.
It is. So I am glad to hear that you've enjoyed making your podcast, because...
Oh, I really did. Well, I didn't enjoy getting beaten up and all that stuff.
Yeah, I get scared. Was that real? Nearly getting beaten up by the security.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Not security. It was just some. Well, it's weird because like the actual actually what happened, I just didn't have time to say in the podcast, but so I camped outside Sting's house. They did, obviously Sting didn't like it. He's in this little hamlet. And when I first got there, I went for a little recce around. And I smiled at somebody, like on a country lane, who was walking their dog, right? And then, because I obviously looked a bit shifty, and I had a microphone, and I was kind of wondering where I was, she then thought she then told her boyfriend, and her boyfriend then the security guards at Sting then got in touch, obviously said, look, yeah, there's this bloke going around. And I was asking people about their sex life. And I didn't ask her about her sex life, but then these lads found out that there's this guy camping outside Sting's house with a microphone asking strangers about. But I didn't ask her about it. You know, I was just very polite to her. So then that's why
they chased you.
They chased me, yeah.
And how did you find out where Sting lives?
It's on the internet.
God, it's on the internet, isn't it?
Massive. Everything is on there. It's literally, there's not a lot left that isn't on there. This is on there.
One day Sting will come and camp outside your house.
Oh, I'd love it. Sting, you know, he had a meteorite in his front porch for a long time. One of the oldest meteorites, apparently.
Wow.
That's I kind of made that bit up. No, he bought the previous owners of the property, because it's obviously a massive, humongous place that he has. Lords had this meteorite. It's quite famous. So there is oh wow. Well, there you go.
See? A mystery meteorite from the House of Sting.
See, I'm not making it up.
It sounds amazing. And then when you see a picture, it's a bit underwhelming, isn't it?
It does look like a shit.
Yeah. good for him, I suppose.
Maybe it is a... It does look like a...
How old is it?
I'd say it's about 330,000 years old.
Yeah, good guess.
Weighs about 90 kilograms. Is this really useful? Not that your viewers know what's happening, but
the internet.
Yeah, we're looking things up on the internet.
So aside from the ceramic cock and balls, do you own any other art?
I do. I see. I knew you were going to ask this one because I've listened to. I listened to the Jamie episode. Well, I don't think I got to that bit on the Jamie episode.
Do you know Jamie?
No, not at all. He was very nice to me once. I think I met him at a comedy do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just really nice to me. He didn't have to be nice to me. He just probably didn't know who the fuck I was. And it's like, wow.
I bet he did.
He was very sweet. So I own do you want to know, or is it yes or no?
Yeah, I want to know. I'm interested.
There's an artist called she goes by lots of different names. Susanna Hewlett.
Okay.
Susan Hewlett. Who's a kind of comedian live art person.
Yeah.
And she had a piece on. I bought that as part of the. There you go.
Oh yes,
as part Susanna of the. As part of the, she was selling some work, and it's a nice photograph.
What's it a photo of?
Of her hand doing the wanker sign, just a hand doing a wanker sign.
Nice. If you could own any piece of art in the world.
That's really good. That's a really interesting question, this one.
Thank you.
What
would you choose?
Well, yes, a Bosch, Hieronymus Bosch, I think would be quite nice to have something of, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be because I think that would be a talking piece.
Yeah.
If you have a friend around.
Yeah.
They go, how come you got that?
Yeah, they're very detailed, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
probably worth a bit as well. You could probably sell it on eBay or something. That's true. Afterwards.
You'd need quite a big wall space, I think.
Yeah, yeah. What, have you got any arts?
I've got a bit. I've got a few prints. I just bought a print by an artist called Craig Keenan, who does loads of... he just uses that really nice blue colour that's like that sort of Yves Klein royal blue.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
I've got... Oh, what's it got in it? It's like this watery thing. It's got a moon and then it's got some sort of flamingos underwater.
Oh, wow. Cool, man. Something. How much was it? Worth it?
£65.
Snip. Oh, that's come out quite well. I took along... oh, no, I'm laughing. Maybe snip that bit out. I took along...
It's against your brand to be laughed.
It's totally against brand. I took my painting... Well, basically, because I'm also a cleaner.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've kind of been recording that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, could I get a mortgage on... Because on how much I've earned and currently being a cleaner and an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the answer's no. But I took along... lots of my paintings, some of my paintings. Well, no, actually, I did some paintings especially for it.
Yeah.
Of me nude.
Yeah. To your mortgage meeting.
Yeah. And so I've got some of my sketches and painting pictures here. And then during the meeting, I got them out and showed them just like really awkward, like him looking at pictures of my withered penis.
Did he say anything?
He was like, he was very polite and just tried to keep, it was obviously like, this guy's a madman.
Did you laugh during the meeting?
No, not at all. I was very, very sensible, serious.
See, it is a sort of character. I know you say that you're yourself and all your art's yourself, but you are constantly in character as a sort of...
Well, I mean, I'm scared. You know, it's like weird, isn't it? You're in a meeting. I wanted to get, you know, it'd be nice to get a mortgage.
I know, but you say that like someone's made you go in with nudes.
No, yeah. I mean, I probably knew I wasn't going to get one. Do you know what I mean? So I thought, well, if I'm not going to get one, best go in with some nudes, eh?
Yeah, that's how the saying goes.
It is. And then I looked up and then I tried to ask if I could move in with him and try to set up a joint mortgage with him. He didn't go for that.
Did you record it though?
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I'm a stupid twat who doesn't do anything else. But I've never used it. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I just record lots of things and they just don't get used. So
have you still got the recordings of that?
I have, but it wasn't interesting. Do you know what I mean? The sound was awful. I didn't get him in shot.
Right.
My hand was over the lens a lot of the time. Fucking hell, this is rank.
I think I've nearly... Are you ready for some quick fire questions or is it too soon?
Yeah, I hate this bit.
Do you?
It really lets the podcast down, this bit.
I'm still going to do it.
Okay. But there's one that I quite like, but I think you've already asked it, so you probably won't ask it again.
Which one is it? Or shall I wait and see if it comes up?
It's, which is fascinating, actually. Can you remove the artist from the artwork? Is that going to be one of them?
Yeah. Do you want to answer it now?
Does it have to be quickfire?
No. Should we talk about it now?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Because I think this is incredible. Because obviously it's so relevant because lots of artists are, or men are artists and not artists.
Mm-hmm.
Done despicable and horrible things, right?
Yeah.
And are idiots.
I would agree with that. Yeah. So can you separate the art from the artist,
well,
Kim?
I'm a massive Woody Allen fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really like the music of the Smiths and Morrissey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to give those two things up.
Yeah.
And Caravaggio, we kind of look on still as a sort of master, you know, he was number two on the Who Should I Get a Piece of Work Of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Picasso as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, would you Where are you on Picasso?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of it is to do with the time period as well. Not that that excuses it, but I feel like there were lots of men sleeping with underage people
at that time.
I guess I do find it a bit tricky how much we celebrate a lot of male artists who have done terrible things. I guess I think we probably should be able to separate them, but I think in reality it's a lot harder than that.
I think it is, yeah. I mean, your work, you're definitely in your work, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a piece of art because I work with a prison art charity.
Do you?
Well, I used to, yeah, called Kersler Arts.
Yeah.
And I own a couple of pictures from people who've been inside. And I do often think, like, one of them's this really beautiful sunset painting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like it for what it is, but then I do sometimes think, I wonder what that person has done and if I would look at it the same way if I knew what they'd done. But
yeah,
it shouldn't matter, I suppose.
I did, because I haven't been able to be eloquent about this answer at all, but for research for this podcast, I listened to an hour debate on this subject yesterday on YouTube.
Thanks so much for doing so much research for this podcast.
Well, I know that doesn't come across that I have done research for it.
No, it does. I think you're the most well-prepared guest.
Well, no, that's only because I'm the most... No, I'm not the most. I worry about how I'm going to come across.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't want to do quick fire, but I am going
to
ask you.
No, you've got to. It's a really disappointing part of the podcast, but it has to be done.
Abstract or realism?
Abstract.
Rembrandt or Banksy?
Rembrandt.
Dawn or dusk?
Dusk.
Bath or shower?
See, it's not interesting, is it?
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Dog or fox?
Fox. I'm sorry to put you down.
Tortured artist or rational being curious?
See, that's what I see. Very good. Very good.
You're not the only one who's done their research.
Rational
being curious.
Yeah.
Coffee or walnut or lemon drizzle cake?
Why coffee and walnut? Where does that come from? Is that a reference?
No, just chose it as a separate cake. I think you mentioned lemon drizzle.
Something. I do mention lemon drizzle. I'm going to say lemon drizzle definitely for a big starly lemon drizzle. Big starly.
Oat milk or breast milk?
Oh, man. Breast milk all the way. Oat milk is just shit, isn't it?
Hovis or communion bread?
They're both... No, Hovis, easily. Communion bread's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's a wafer, isn't it? Yeah. It's not very nice at all.
Writing or performing?
I wish I could see a narcissistic man coming across there thinking it's all about me. I hate performing. And I hate performers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not very good at writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go writing.
Okay. Private view or view of privates?
I've knew this one was coming, and I didn't do my research. I should have known what to say in advance. I'm going to go private view.
Invisibility or super strength?
How many people say private view?
A handful.
Not many, is it?
Not many.
Do most people say privates, view of privates. Yeah. Fucked it up.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility, for sure.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
We didn't really answer it though, did I?
Go on then. Can you separate the art from the artist?
I'd like to say yes, so I can go on enjoying Woody Allen films.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, no, you can't. So it's quickfire, isn't it?
No, you can. Go on.
One of the arguments was that actually in art history,
The art didn't belong to the artist. The artist was irrelevant. It was owned by the state or by the church, and commissioned by the church and made by minions rather than an artist. But I think that argument is kind of...
That's worse though, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is.
Sort of long term.
Yeah, yeah.
Art or tech?
Oh, it's still in it.
Sorry, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I do know you hate this bit, but...
I really hate it.
Art or tech?
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't understand this one. I don't understand it. Art or tech?
I guess I mean like fine art or like computers.
Fine art or computers? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Fine art.
Art or books?
Oh yeah, I like this bit.
Okay.
Art. Food.
And finally, dicks or pussies?
Yeah, I don't like this question. Because lots of people... on the 5-4 podcasts I've listened to, they dine out on this bit, don't they? Comedians love this bit, don't they? Love this question.
I don't know.
No?
Well, you can think of it as like what you prefer, or you can think of it as like in art, what do you prefer? Or what do you prefer to like draw or... It's open to interpretation.
I wouldn't like to draw... it's tricky because I don't want to come across...
What are you worried about them thinking?
Well, if I say pussy...
Yeah.
Then it makes... I could come across like a misogynistic...
That's not what I'd assume, but...
No?
They already know that you've taken nudes to the bank, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about what this question reveals of you. Or you can say both, or you can say neither.
Neither.
No, actually, neither's a bit of a cop-out.
It is a complete cop-out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I don't like to say the first. Which was the first one?
Dicks.
I'm going to go the second one.
Pussies.
Yeah, but I won't.
You won't say it.
I'm not going to bang on about it.
Thank you very much.
Well, is that the podcast done?
Well, that's your favourite bit of the podcast.
Fucking hell.
That's amazing.
Well, that's the one to project.
That's great. Wait, no, hang on. Can I see it again for longer?
And that's...
Whoa, wait, show me, hold it still for a sec. Is that an ink drawing or paint?
No, this is like my... I've got some watercolours.
Oh, wow.
And these are my dad's.
Is your dad an artist?
He was an architect.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and so I've only just started, like, until like a couple of weeks ago, started using these watercolours. It's a really lovely little set, and I mean, he did use them a little bit, I think, but it's just really kind of sweet little
like a travel little kit.
Yeah, and it's got a little thing.
Did you used to paint with him?
No.
Can I see the drawing again, the painting again?
The sketch one?
Sketch one, yeah. It's really beautiful.
I don't think it's beautiful enough to give to her, though.
Will you send me a picture of it? Oh, wait, hold it in front of the camera. Yeah. I like the pills you've drawn.
That's
above before, it,
that's just on my in my thingy. But then I thought, oh, actually, you know what? It's actually getting a bit...
Is it getting dark enough to project?
Well, I don't know what it's going to look like. I can't just do this one. Dancer. Hold on a minute. Can I put the headphones down?
Yeah, of course.
Can you talk amongst yourselves?
Yeah. I like the pink background that you've given Rachel.
You won't really... It's not still too...
Your sheet's like...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Wow, that's really cool.
Something will happen.
That's really nice.
When it gets dark,
I'll go and take some photographs of it.
On the street?
From the street. That's the idea. So that'd be so cool. Those people out there will... And I might put some text on there as well. I don't know.
That's amazing.
Like these people helped. Because they were so sweet. There was, all these people were really nice to me on my journey to Belgium.
It seems to be a recurring theme that you're surprised when people are nice to you.
A lot of people aren't nice at the moment, right? I mean, I think generally speaking, there's lots of... The world is full of idiots that aren't...
I think the world is full of idiots, but I think most people are nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice you think that.
Do you want to see mine?
Yes, please.
It's quite a sort of boring, you know, sketch.
Oh my God, that's really nice.
I've just gone fuck for it. Sort of
Can you send me a photograph?
Because yeah, what of I'll course. Do is
that'll look really nice on this because it's like you've got a, it's almost like a triptych.
Yeah, that's true. Shall I send you a picture now and then you can project it on the street?
Yeah.
That's well
maybe
cool.
Maybe then I don't need to do any more of mine. Because yours actually looks really good.
That'd be cool to have both of ours.
Okay. Yeah.
Shall I just thank you for coming on the podcast?
Do you have to do that, do you? No, you can't. Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Kim.
Thank you as well for inviting me on it.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love you to review the podcast. Life-changing, inspirational, perfect. Those are just some examples of words you could use. And remember, if you want to see the artworks from this week, then follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. Kim is on social media at Mr. Kim Noble. And if you haven't already listened to Kim's podcast, Futile Attempts, then you have to. It is a masterpiece. See you next time. Bye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.